Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Happy Friday. We are Dukes and Bell. We are live at Twin Peaks, man. Been hanging out all afternoon. A lot of folks coming in and out. A lot of these guys were here at lunch, Mike. I don't know what they do for a living.
There's a lot of dudes who came in here. We were here at 2 o'clock, and I see there's about 8 or 9 guys that are still here. So it's a long business lunch. I hope they have an expense account. Either way, they've totally lied to some supervisor.
They have?
Unless they are, as I heard one guy say, the guy looks like Suge Knight here in the glasses.
What's up, Suge?
Well, you know, I am a producer.
So it's a good rap. It's a good rap. Make that rap work. Beautiful servers, wonderful folks, great crowd here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. And, guys, ice cold, Dukes and Bell, Hey Man Blondale. I just posted the link to Oconee Brewing. So I had a guy here from Stockbridge, Southside, and he was saying, hey, man, where do I get the beer? It's everywhere. It's in Kroger. It's in Publix. It's your favorite package store. If you can't find our beer, I'm not sure where you're living, but either way, tell the guys, go get our brew. And, by the way, we have an hour left. We still got a pair of Hawks tickets to give away.
Yes.
We've also got passes for the big street party for Atlanta United coming up on Sunday.
That's going to be really cool and lots of fun. Before we get to our top three, and by the way, you can tweet at us, guys, if you're trying to find the brew, or just tweet at us, period. Mike Bell, ATL, I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Before we get to our top three, one of the topics today has been Antonio Brown, simply because there was a deal in place with the Bills last night. It doesn't happen. There are rumors out there about where he's going to end up. Field Yates, who covers sports and certainly football for ESPN, says as talks are heating up, it's worth noting that a friend of Antonio Brown's was heard saying in a video that was put out, whether it was, I think it was on Instagram, you already got your black and gray on. So everybody now is assuming that the Raiders might be the team that Antonio Brown had said, I'm going to make a big announcement. It's coming in a little bit. Y'all stay tuned. The Raiders have certainly been in the mix, according to Field Yates. So, again, we've been saying this, right? There's only a few teams that really makes sense. They are one of them.
Well, you and I were talking on the jump. I always thought Antonio Brown, remember last week, said it's going to be the Raiders.
Yep.
Talked about it last week. John Gruden, whether you thought it was just him pumping it up, he thought that in his experience as a Monday Night Football analyst, in his watching practice, nobody works harder than Antonio Brown. And obviously, John Gruden's had a chance to see him. And so as far as Antonio to the Raiders, sounds good. Maybe Buffalo thought they could get their hat in the ring, but then the cost became too prohibitive. As we know, Antonio Brown apparently is going to be asking for a bump, wants to be up a little bit north of Odell Beckham as the highest paid guy, which you and I also predicted was going to happen.
Yeah, we did.
One thing real quick, and a couple of guys hit us up on social media, just really confused sometimes, and only because the Tack McKinley incident in L.A. earlier this offseason, where the LAPD was involved, some friend, and it could have been much to do about nothing, but some friend of Tack McKinley thought there was a situation. LAPD got involved, had to do a mental health evaluation, and he was fine. No charges were filed. But Tack has put some stuff out there on social media, which has got, you know, Falcon fans who follow Tack, like you and I do, a little confused. Like, for instance, there's one here that says, thanks for the opportunity today. Just got posted. A couple of Falcon fans clap back at Tack saying, hey, man, a little nervous here. You okay, brother? What's going on? So Tack comes back just now on Twitter on his Tack, at T-A-K, and he says, sorry for the confusion. I had just worked out, and I was saying thanks for the opportunity to play this game better, etc. Hashtag rise up. You know, and again,
yeah.
We're not trying to pump air into a fire that doesn't exist, but sometimes tackle puts some stuff out there non sequitur, which leaves you kind of wondering what he's talking about.
Yeah, listen, you know, every now and then I have fun, and I'll say something that has nothing to do with anything, and you know, people go, what's going on?
Right.
These cryptic tweets sometimes from Tack has you wondering where his mindset is. But it could be about nothing. And so I'm not going to get overly excited, but I hear you. When you just randomly put stuff out there, you know, who knows what it could be about? It could be about his dog.
Right.
I mean, it could be about anything. I have no idea. But to your point, Mike, I just need him to be mentally prepared and ready when camp rolls around to do the things he needs to do for us, because I'm counting a lot on Tack McKinley to be a better player for us this next season.
And not just our conversation with Chuck Smith about Vic Beasley and some great draft pick names, some names Chuck always throws a couple names at us, which wind up really having an impact that first year, it seems like, right?
Yep,
But we'll ask Chuck Smith about Tack McKinley and what does he have to do as well. That's coming up here in about 20 minutes.
All right, guys, text us on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. That's 404-741-0929, another way to reach and contact the program and interact with Dukes and Bell. Right now, let's get to the top three.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
Makes me laugh every time. No, I mean, Randy Mack can try to duplicate, but you are the original.
Let's start first, guys, with Atlanta United. I will ask you this, Mike. How big is this match on Sunday?
Well, if we lose to Cincinnati, all hell's going to break loose. It'll be dogs and cats living together. It'll be like that scene in Ghostbusters. Your Honor, rivers of blood. No, it's going to be bananas. We cannot lose to Cincinnati. Seattle beat them 4-1 on their first weekend of MLS action. We do get to see our good buddy Greg Garza. He returns as a member of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But this is an expansion team. I do, though, expect to see a lot of the reserves. I can't confirm Mike Conti, his best guess, hoping Escobar or Julian Gressel can play on Wednesday. No guarantee there. I don't think we want to see these guys out this week. We should be able to handle Cincinnati, but we may see some reserves. It might be George Bello, might be Andrew Carlton out there at some point. We might even see some of the other guys we've accumulated in the offseason who you might not be that familiar with.
Monday we'll be talking about it, guys. It's only big just simply because of the way that we've all felt over the last few matches, okay? Does it end our season if we end up taking an L on Sunday? No. But I'm certainly not going to feel any better about what we already are concerned about, and that is these trends we're seeing with our offense. Now, real quick before I let you hear Carlos Bocanegra, our technical director, Mike P.T. Martinez was talking to the media, and he said today, what, you haven't seen my potential.
Again, he said it was a very physical league. He grew up in a physical league in Argentina. And he said he was really blown away by just how – we all were blown away. You were getting mugged, Rodriguez, Reynados. He had 10 fouls on Pity Martinez alone. But Martinez basically saying, guys, the best is yet to come in essence, and I just haven't a chance to really show you what I can do. And we heard from Jason Longshore yesterday, it's a different skill set from Miggy. Miggy had a much more explosive speed element, and Miggy would also get back on defense. That's why they love him in Newcastle in the English Premier League, because not only does he hustle on the front end, he'll hustle back to help on defense. Pity Martinez is not necessarily that guy. He's certainly got an amazing skill set about, you know, working with the ball, but as you heard from Jason Longshore, we haven't seen it yet because they haven't been able to get him in the mix.
Yeah, I've been frustrated with that because being the South American Player of the Year, I expected immediate impact. That hasn't happened. Hopefully Sunday he can get something going.
And maybe we see Florentine Pogba, by the way. I mentioned Carlton and Bello. We'll wait to see. I would not be too surprised to see the backups. And then we try to come with, like, shock and awe on Wednesday night. We need 4 goals, which seems a little crazy. And we can't allow a goal against the guys from Monterrey.
Let's hear from Carlos Bocanegra talking about the fact that they are not overreacting to where we are right now.
We're not panicking. We're sticking to the plan. You know, we've come up against a really good team in Monterrey. When was it? Wednesday. You know, we go straight into Cincinnati here, so it's been a kind of hot and heavy start for us.
Carlos Bocanegra also went on to talk about it's going to be good to be back at the Benz. Remember, first time back at the Benz since we won it all. Going back to last season with MLS Cup, here's Carlos Bocanegra.
70,000 in the building. The guys are excited. You know, we haven't got off to the greatest start, so we definitely want to go out and put our best foot forward in front of our home fans. And I think there'll be some special festivities as well.
You can listen to the match on Star 94, 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock kick, as the Hawks will be on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, taking on New Orleans.
A couple of guys asked me this when I were up at Kennesaw State after we did the show at Twin Peaks for the game against Arellano. Where do we put our championship banner? Now, we know that the Falcons that have been retired, they've got a special spot for them outside of Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, they're mobile.
Right. Yes. But a lot of guys are saying, wouldn't you love to see somewhere, somehow, someplace, a championship sign or banner? And maybe Carlos is kind of, you know, hinting towards that ring ceremony. Not sure what else we're going to see on Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be big, man. It'll be big. Hey, in other news, as we hit our top three at six, Josh Donaldson, guys, getting some at-bats tonight. As a matter of fact, they take on the Phillies. $23 million guy that we signed for one season. 2015 AL MVP. And Donaldson was talking about getting his swings in at spring training thus far.
Spring training at-bats, they're not very meaningful. It's kind of hard to simulate a regular season at-bat versus spring training. But in spring training, it's good to be able to see the ball and, you know, feel the bat.
So I don't know what to expect tonight. They say he'll get a couple at bats and then they'll pull him. He will not play again tomorrow. They're being very cautious in how they're moving along with Josh Donaldson, and rightfully so. Listen, I need him healthy for the season. I need him healthy, you know, in the back half of the season where we might be making another run for the pennant. That's what I care about. So right now, I'm going to be cautiously optimistic that he's going to be okay and he's going to be able to help us when we need him.
A little more worried about Mike Foltynewicz. Snitker talking to Dave O'Brien from The Athletic, saying Mike Foltynewicz will throw some bullpen sessions and live batting practice before he gets back into games. Snitker saying he's going to have to get worked back up. He's missed enough now that he's going to have to go through the process. Now, I don't want to read too much into this, but it doesn't sound like he's going to be your opening day starter.
It doesn't to me, Mike. Listen, I'll be shocked if he is, which means, again, we've been joking around, but looking at, you know, what's available and with the guys who are nicked up, Who are you throwing out there day one?
By the way, another reason, Gohara, if you missed it earlier, we talked about Gohara has been optioned down to the minors. So he'll be in Gwinnett. And this happens. You got to make some roster moves during spring training as well. But also from our buddy Dave O'Brien from The Athletic, his shoulder was sore from the beginning of camp. So even though Gohara came in lighter and leaner, and the Braves were excited to see that, and his teammates, apparently he's got some physical issues as well. So Sirotka and Gohara with some kind of issues physically. Not good.
No, not good. We'll keep an eye out and see what happens over the weekend and certainly what Donaldson does tonight for the Bravos. Story three, Hawks back in action. They've got two matchups, guys. Saturday, it's Brooklyn, the Nets in town. And then Sunday, they turn right back around and play New Orleans. Both games, can be heard right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We talked to Steve Koonin today talking about Trae Young changing the narrative about the Hawks, all the big write-ups that he's been getting, the attention. He was on TNT last night. I love it because that's what you need to change the perception of whatever it is that people think about the Hawks when you have a young star that's rising like Trae. So Hawks Saturday and Sunday. Story 3A is really NCAA related. One has to do with a coach who we talked about yesterday, Mike, Will Wade, suspended at LSU for this investigation and being caught on a wiretap. He has been suspended indefinitely.
Yeah, Will Wade talking to a runner for either a shoe company or another agent, but either way, payoffs. And I mean, you'd have to be a numbskull not to read between the lines in the conversation about getting more of something for someone, and the mom wanted more, and misreading the way the family was anticipating how this payoff was going to play. Our buddy Jeff Schultz tweeting out, in 2 years under Will Wade, the Tigers go from 2-16 in the SEC to 8-10, and then to 15-2. I mean, who could possibly think they were cheating? Now, you and I are big fans
Come on, Schultz.
We're big fans of Will Wade. We mentioned talking to him at the Final Four. But
he's got a charisma about it.
And that's perhaps why, you know, he's doing so well. But, the tape doesn't lie. And the idea to grab four of the top 100 recruits in Rivals basketball, it's interesting. It's a shame, though. And as you and I have talked about it, we feel it's not the beginning. It's just the beginning of the end, or the end of the beginning, as Churchill would say. There's going to be a hell of a lot more guys. I'm curious to see how Arizona gets jammed up by this, including Sean Miller.
Sean Miller, yeah, because there was a lot of information that came out, you know, DeAndre Ayton last year about that whole situation. So, and also the NCAA moves Miami-Florida game, if you guys didn't hear this, in Orlando to August 24th. They needed the NCAA's approval. They got it.
Now, the good news is, if you want to see your season start earlier, that's great. I know John Michaels talked about it with Rick and John in the middays. Tough, though, you're already starting to make some of your travel plans. Now you got to jam it up. But they wanted to move it up, and they will. And if you're a Miami fan, you don't get to see Florida as often as you see Florida State, obviously a rival in the ACC. Florida, some would say, been kind of avoiding Miami over the years.
I think so, too. Hey, join 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports and Social Club, and thousands of fans on Saturday, March 9th, on Edgewood Avenue for the second annual Atlanta United Block Party, Atlanta's biggest open street celebration, and all things Atlanta United, celebrating with giveaways, live entertainment, raffle prizes as we prep for the first home match of the season, guys. Plus, local pubs will offer exclusive drink specials for Atlanta United fans during the event. Go to our website for more information. Hey, when we come back, we talk about Vic Beasley, the Falcons, the pass rush. It's all on the way with Chuck Smith next on Dukes and Bell. How big is this match on Sunday?
Well, if we lose to Cincinnati, all hell's going to break loose. It'll be dogs and cats living together.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Enough, I get the point.
We are Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, man. We've been waiting on this. Our man Chuck Smith, former Falcon pass rush specialist, has worked with a variety of guys around the NFL, current, former. And Chuck reached out and said, listen, man, I'm willing to come on. It's been a minute, and it's great timing. So we appreciate you coming on because we've been having a lot of discussion about what's been going on with our football team and some of these pass rushers. Bro, it's good to see you. How you been, man?
It's good to see you guys. You know, I had to take a gap year. You know what I'm saying? I took a gap year. Because this professor named Terry Fox was so hard. The class was so hard. So, you know, I had to, after I graduated, I had to take a gap year before I, no, I'm just joking.
We do understand.
The extra X is for extended absence. It's our man, Big Chuck Smith, Joe.
What's up? What's up?
From the Bomb Squad. And it's so funny because we said you were coming on, and people on Twitter, I know that follow you, were like, Chuck's going to lay it down. All right, well, I guess they want you to fix the Falcons here in one radio segment.
I can't do that.
But the one thing that we were talking about, and we saw, and if you go back to the 15 draft, we'll start with Vic Beasley. The numbers were there. Tackles for loss, the sacks, all the measurables you'd want. The size is right. I mean, and we've asked you, I know, a million times, but now a million and one. I mean, how would you get Vic better at getting after the quarterback?
Well, let's start out with scoring 30 points a game. I mean, when you score 30 points a game, everybody's got their ears pinned back and you can rush the passer.
Right.
One of the big challenges they've had, the last couple years, is that you're not putting up big points, so now you're subject to teams trying to run the clock out. Mm-hmm. You know, teams are running the ball, so that affects pass rushers. Then it takes to what? It takes the fans out of the stands. And the fans be out of this. I mean, they ain't making no noise. So when you look at it from the standpoint of the foundation, it helps to have an offense that's scoring big because look at the teams at the Super Bowl. I mean, Aaron Donald get to rush a lot because they were blowing people out.
Yeah.
Chuck, let's talk, though, about tactically, because from the team standpoint, I think you're right. But from what you've done and you've lived it and from what you teach around the league, what is he missing? Because I'm having a hard time, and anybody who listens to this show, you understand this. Now, I'm going to back what the Falcons do, and I'm going to ride with it because if Quinn says this is what's going to happen, I got to see it play out. But I'm having a hard time saying I'm going to commit this kind of money to a guy who I haven't consistently seen do the things that I think he's capable of. So it makes me wonder, what is he missing just from a pass rushing standpoint?
A pass rusher's mindset. And let me explain. Let me elaborate. A pass rusher's mindset is they're humble enough to do things that they're not comfortable. That, you know what I'm saying? They're uncomfortable doing certain things because a lot of guys get in that comfort zone when they use the same move in pass rush.
Right.
So when
whether
you're
speed, whatever.
And they always think it's going to work.
Okay.
It's going to work. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to stay comfortable in what they do. So what happens to pass rushers, and I think what's happened to Vic a little bit, he's been comfortable. He's always been able to outrun guys. He's always been able to bull rush guys.
Use that natural athleticism.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we're talking about being comfortable. I believe that he should become uncomfortable and focus on developing skilled moves. Because what happens is when you bull rush guys, think about now today the NFL. The ball comes out in less than 2 seconds.
Yes.
If you're a bull rusher, it takes you 2 seconds to bull rush. And then what happens is you got to fight off a bull rush. So what you need now, what I would advise anybody that's listening, any pass rusher, even Vic, you got to have explosive change of direction, sudden moves. You got to have a little finesse in there. Let me tell you why. Because the ball's coming out faster. You got to have faster, quicker moves. You can't be engaged and locked up on blocks. Or you'll forever be a bull rusher. It starts with moves. Chandler Jones, Yannick Ngakoue. Von Miller.
Yes.
I'm going down. Even Aaron Donald, if you watch him, he uses moves. He uses, meaning he'll spin, he'll chop. So what you got to learn, this ain't the old days where you can just bull rush and the quarterbacks drop back 7 yards. You got to understand, you got to be humble enough and have a learnable attitude to make some small adjustments. They'll play big dividends.
It is Big Chuck Smith in the Skies live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, former member of the Bomb Squad all the way to the Super Bowl back in 98, 99.
And hold up real quick. We had 3 guys get double-digit sacks on that D-line. Now back to you.
Oh, let's see if I can remember. Shane Drenette.
Yep.
He's up in heaven now.
Shane had 8 Right? He had 8 the year went to the Super Bowl.
The less of the Professor Archambault.
He got 10 once in his career.
And the guy that nearly separated my shoulder high-fiving me in Minnesota, Travis Hall.
Yep, because you were probably back in those days, we're at the Super Bowl. What was that bomb squad bash we had?
Yep,
that?
At Buckhead.
Yep, and you were off the chain. Just let it be known. It was somewhere on the roof. He was on the roof. That's the last time.
On the roof?
Had a guy who smashed a orange and blue Ford Bronco with a sledgehammer to get ready for the Super Bowl that year win Super Bowl tickets.
Somebody tatted their butt, but
yeah, it's a long story.
Long story.
But hey, man. But you know the thing is, like the year that Vic has the double-digit sacks, you got Dwight Freeney that came in, and we talked about Dwight Freeney being a mentor and he embraced that role. I mean, was that an aberration? Is that Dwight's input? Why did Vic do so well? Was it just 3 or 4 games that jumped his stats? Why can't we get back to that 15.5 number?
Because we're not scoring the points. I'm just telling you that. Remember that. That was a year where you're blowing people out. So I think at this
point. He had more opportunity.
Teams are playing catch up. They can't run the ball. They're one dimensional.
Yeah, because we're always, you know, think about yours against the grain. But I'll just say this about the mentor thing, which drives me crazy. Love me some Dwight Freeney. But right now, 44 is the mentor guy. He's the mentor guy. So at this point, everyone knows the moves are out there. And I always say this, and this is not anything to do with 44, right? All I'm saying is this. This is something I talk to everybody about, my pass rushers. This is the first thing I told guys in that gym today. You got smart pass rushers. You got dumb pass rushers. Not dumb people now. Not dumb people. Mm-hmm. Smart pass rushers do what the great ones do. They develop the signature moves, the spins, the humps like Reggie, the long arms like Jason Taylor. And you know what the dumb pass rushers do? The stuff that they continue to do that never gets sacked. Mm, right. So if you're smart, you're going to do what the great ones do. It's not a secret. Mm-hmm. So if Dwight Freeney's spinning – and he's winning, while I'm not spinning, and I can be winning. So smart pass rushers do exactly what winners do. Dumb pass rushers, not dumb people, they do what the guys do that never get sacks. And all offseason, they come to my gym and say, man, I'll get my hands right. I'll get my hands right. You got to do what the great ones do. And those guys who figure that out become consistent pass rushers.
Chuck Smith joining us live here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. It is Dukes and Bell. Falcon Report on the way. Steve Coonan as well, guys. Our strong arm story, which has to do with the Braves, and some football news today, if you might have missed it. Stay tuned for that. Chuck, what do you think and what do you make of Dan Quinn taking over the defense? I know you have a good relationship with Coach Quinn, but this is his background. And for me, when I heard this, you know, a lot of people felt like, well, he was doing this anyway. Marquand was calling the defenses, and Marquand was the guy that was, you know, making the signals and doing all of that. But now it is left up to Coach Quinn, and I ask this question not to be a jerk, but if he's going to improve Vic, all right, where was this the last couple of seasons? Could he have not tried to do some of the things that he's trying to implement maybe now with Vic or this D-line?
Right. Well, the first thing, I understand that, you know, the focus is about working him harder, working Vic harder.
Okay.
That's not needs to be the focus. The focus needs to be on him developing skill. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. So I think the most important part, he needs to spin this up. He's fast. I mean, what did he do? I mean, he's diesel. You know what I'm saying? He runs fast. So all those things are there, but you can't coach a dog mentality. All right? Just leave him at that.
Okay.
You can't coach a dog mentality. You got to have a dog in you. All right?
Okay.
Right. So I believe they got to work on signature pass rush moves. You got to. I mean,
and does that apply?
Yeah.
Does that apply for a guy like Tack McKinley? We've been talking about Tack too. Because I think Tack has real ability to get after the quarterback.
But Tack's always, you know, he's a bull rusher too. But one thing that happens when you're a bull rusher, you're always engaged and you're always falling around. So that's why people get hurt when they bull rushing.
Okay,
that's what happens. So you want to be a bull rusher? It's a what? It's a violent strike. So a lot of times when I watch Tack, it's a violent strike, but he's what? Falling on the ground, landing on his shoulders. He's got to develop signature, swift, explosive pass rush moves. And then a bull rush is a setup. It's not a primary rush because you ain't running through these big cats every game.
It is Big Chuck Smith. Joe, hanging out with us here live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, member of the Bomb Squad, T-Train staff. We're going to talk about the draft with you, too. We're going to hang out with you for a minute here at Twin Peaks. But here's the thing with Vic. We've noticed, and we joked around, Chuck, we called it a 15 technique because he's coming so far outside. I mean, and with the spin moves, it almost seems like he just gets pirouetted outside the pocket and the quarterback steps up and he just doesn't get the pressure, doesn't get the hand on him.
All right, feel me here, guys. Close your eyes and roll with me. Now, we're talking about what it is. It's like a wide nine, okay?
Okay.
You're tilted from a wide nine. The wider you are, your percentages of getting a sack get lower.
Because you're going farther.
The further you're out,
right,
the percentages go down that you're going to get a sack. When you're in a tilt, it's a 45-degree angle. You got to feel me. Now, I'm trying to paint a picture for our listeners. For your listeners, I'm sorry.
Don't close your eyes when you're driving.
You're good.
I'm talking like this is my show.
You're good.
All right? You guys got that? So, anyway, the wider you are, unless you run a 3.9,
right,
like Usain Bolt, you can't beat that edge. So what happens is, again, when you're that wide, you only have two options. You have to try to speed, but the only option is really a bull. So think about it like this also. When I line up wide, super wide, like that, anytime you line super wide, it takes away the threat of an inside move. Mm. So the tackle ain't worried about an inside move. So if I'm 8 yards outside the tackle,
right,
he doesn't have a threat, so it makes the guy one-dimensional. Now, again, let me just talk about the guys who get sacks. Do you ever see Vaughn that wide?
No.
No. Do you see Chandler Jones that wide? No. Reggie White? No, even though that was old school. I'm taking you back.
Yeah.
But the point I'm saying is there are certain rules to pass rush.
But you're talking about technique, yeah, swim move.
Yep.
You
know, I mean, a combination of strength, hand speed.
You got to have it all.
Real quick, because I want to ask him about the draft, but in a nutshell, is Vic fixable?
Yes. Yes, Vic, no question. No, I 100% believe Vic is fixable. And I think Dan Quinn, you know, saying, let's get it cracking.
Right.
At the end of the day, what you're hearing is, let's get it working,
okay,
right?
Okay.
He's the head man. And I'll tell you this, I do trust Dan because he is a defensive-minded defensive line coach at the end of the day. But what I will say is this, and I'm going to take this, and I'm going to try to step back from 44, but this is how it works. You'll have the highs, and you're going to have the lows. Because the highs are when you bull rush every time, you got it. It's predicated on you what? The ball's got to be held.
Right.
Got to be held. So I'm bull rushing. The ball's got to be held. So I got to what? Work harder to get there. Now, in the other given year, if you're using quick explosive moves, you're going to get there. So the thing is, you're going to have a good year this year. You might not have one next year because you're bull rushes and things don't go your way. Now, the consistent guys who use spins, chops, long arms, all the dips, all the spins, they're consistent because they use those explosive change of direction signature moves that all the smart pass rushers use.
Chuck Smith joining us, guys. We've been talking a lot. We're going to continue to talk about it. Weeks leading up to the NFL draft, we keep hearing about guys like Montez Sweat, Oliver.
Preach.
Lawrence. And by the way, I got to tell you guys this, all right? Going back, this is two seasons ago. Chuck and I are talking, all right? This ain't on air. We're just having a conversation. Chuck's like, two seasons from now, this D-line draft is going to be bananas.
Right.
And I'm like,
yep,
okay. Yeah, I hear you, Chuck. This D-line draft is about to be bananas.
This comes in Alabama alone.
You're absolutely right. So
special.
Tell us about what you know so far about some of these guys we're hearing.
Well, I know all four of the Clemson guys should be first rounders. I don't even have to name them. Just call them the Clemson four.
Okay.
They fit – really, all of them should be, you know, from somewhere between 5 to 15. But let me tell you, guys, I'm really loving right now. Ed Oliver. Listen, man. He is explosive. He can get upfield. He's quick. He's dynamic. Now, I love him. I love Montez Sweat. He's at 260, 6'5 and a half. You know he can run. Got skills. Been working on his long arm. Got some juice coming into the league. I'm going to tell you another one. I like Brian Burns, Florida State. Got juice. Nice.
I
like Brian.
He's not another Vic? Is he going to put some lead in his dumper? Is he getting bigger?
Yeah, but to me, Vic is big enough. Vic is big enough. You got to think of some of the guys. They're defensive ends that are even smaller.
Brian's pretty tall.
Brian's about 6'5".
Right.
He's the truth. I like him. I like Quinnen, a big guy that can move. But I'm a little worried about the one-year thing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
again, I like what he does. So, let me tell you a sleeper, though, real quick. Max Crosby. Kid out of – where's Max from? Central Michigan. I'm sorry. But I watched him. I was at Exos.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chance to consult him this offseason. Sorry about that. I'd had a few players in right now this year, so I had a little brain fart there.
What about Christian Wilkins, man? Clemson.
I love him.
Some people say he gets gobbled up sometimes.
He does.
But you still –
He's a project pass rusher now. But these guys are so –
But he's played 3-4, 4-3, 3 for us, 4-3 tackle.
To me, he's the nose. I mean, to – he's – for the Falcons, he's the nose because we got a 3 technique.
Mm-hmm.
He just needs a nose. Grady Jarrett is that dude.
Right.
So I'm just telling you. And we haven't even seen what he can – what he hadn't even scratched the surface of what he is. Grady's a beast, man.
Oliver and Grady, the size thing doesn't matter. You don't want to get bigger because they're saying Oliver's like 275 more effective at a lower weight.
Yeah, but I like him. I mean, Aaron Donald, we talk about that again. But to me, how you can work him, Grady and him can – when Grady can be on the outside at 3, the other guy can be at the nose. But then you got to get a big guy that can also do it. I'm looking for pass rush.
Yes.
We got to stop the run, but let's rush the passer and get off the field. We'll stop the run. I think the Falcons are going to be in good shape.
We got Steve Koonin coming up. Chuck, I know your son is here, by the way. He looks like a beast. I'm just letting you know. Your son walked up. I was like, yes, sir.
He is a beast. I can't wait till that Corky Kale. You know, we took a beat down in Colquitt County last year.
Yeah, I remember it was there. I remember.
Chuck's got a big kid. I heard he's leaving. It's Georgia, Southern Florida, State, Alabama. I'll hang up and listen.
See, I'm shaking. Come on, man. I'm ready, baby. It's game time.
Appreciate you, as always, stopping by.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Good luck, my man.
Don't forget about the little people. Y'all done blew up. Number one.
I am the little people.
Look at you.
You are always welcome, my friend.
Anytime, Chuck.
Appreciate you.
92.9 The Game.
Coming up, guys, we got our game winner. Also, we'll tell you what's coming up over the weekend. A couple of Hawks games. Obviously, you can listen to Atlanta United as well. We just want to send a big shout-out to everybody that came out and hung out with us today, man. It's always cool to get a chance to meet you guys. So many new folks and new faces, Mike, saying, hey, we dig the show. We love the beer. And thank you guys for what you do. So without us, there would be no us.
What he said. Beautiful people down here, especially our servers. So still some time to come on down and hang with us at Twin Peaks. They'll be here all night. Game winner, pretty simple, Carl.
What's that?
Saturday night at 2 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Spring ahead.
Can't wait.
Daylight saving time.
I need more daylight. I just want the rain to go away. But that's a whole other conversation. I need more daylight, Mike, because I can do a lot of things.
All right, let's see what our listeners are going to do. What you going to do with one more hour of sunshine in your life? 404-741-0929. One more hour of daylight. What you going to do with it?
All right, man. I like this one.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, man. We got daylight savings. Hey, by the way, at the bar, I know by the looks of you knuckleheads, no one's going to remember this. We spring ahead. Saturday night, we spring ahead. We get more daylight. You're going to lose an hour of sleep. So at some point, cut it back. Saturday night and be ready to rock because we've got a match to play at 5 o'clock and you'll hear it right here on 92.9 The Game and Star 94, I should say, because we've got the Hawks as well. Double dip. All right, guys, with daylight savings, what are you going to do with that extra hour? What you going to do? Let's find out. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. It's our game winner. What you got?
Well, Bob, Chief, I'm going to try to shoot a few more deer.
Well, you'll have time to do that.
Jeremiah, you're tripping. He's going to shoot more deer, Carl.
Yeah. You'll have time to do that. No doubt about it.
Hunting. From his tree stand.
I was going to say.
By the way, Jeremiah, he's a vet, and so he has all the free time in the world. So enjoy his participation on the segment. You're on the radio, buddy. What are you going to do with an extra hour of daylight?
Hey, man, two things. First, I'm a courier, so I'm actually going to be able to see addresses. And the second thing is, and more importantly, I'm heading down to Puerto Rico to pop the question.
Puerto Rico! Hey!
Nice! Now, is the girl from Puerto Rico, or are you just taking a girl to Puerto Rico? I guess we'll never know, Carl.
Oh, Craig cut him off. Puerto Rico, hey, happy, have a great time down there.
You better put a good-sized rock on my finger.
He better. It's fun down there, man. Again, I don't know how much it's recovered from the hurricane, but when I went years ago, Puerto Rico, fun time.
Man, Ponce, good town. You know, our buddy John Gillespie, they've got an old Irish bar in San Juan.
Okay.
His family owns. Goes all the way back to the 50s, man.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for an extra hour of daylight? What are you going to do with it?
Well, Bob, that's more time for me and you at the Blue Flame, Bob.
Stinger, you are tripping. Nothing I like better, Carl, than day drinking.
Yeah.
You know where I get it in?
Where?
Over there at the Elliott Street Pub.
It's a good spot.
I like to have a press sandwich. And then press my hands on a server. Please, Bob, that's totally inappropriate.
That is inappropriate.
Hey, man, we're live here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. It's our game winner tonight. Daylight savings kicks in Saturday night. Sunday, you spring ahead. What do you got, man? What you going to do that extra hour of daylight, Joe?
Hey, man. Hey, so with my extra hour, man, it's all this getting dark at 5:30, 6 p.m. I'm over here in San Diego, so... I get to spend more time over here at the fishing piers, you know what I'm saying, catching something to eat.
That's what's up, man. In San Diego, it's lovely out there. It's never really bad weather, but they're getting dark early. I'm with you on that. Give me some more daylight.
Hey, man, don't forget, guys, if you leave our city or if you're on a road trip, you can always check us out at radio.com.
Radio.com.
Just punch up 92.9. You never miss Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What are you going to do with an extra hour of daylight?
Well, they say, I don't know who they is, but they say the truth come out at night. So I guess I'll be doing one extra hour of lying.
One extra hour
of lying.
Okay, man.
I like that. Well played. Hey, man, you're on the radio. You get an extra hour of sunshine. How are you going to use that on Sunday?
Put that sunshine all over my face.
Don't talk like that. Hey, man, what do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Well, maybe Sunday I won't get it, but the rest of the year I will until daylight savings kicks back on. But I'm going to at least get another four or five holes and maybe two or three beers out on the golf course.
That's what I'm talking about.
You can tee off a little bit later, Carl. Get back into our spring and summer routine.
Yeah,
man.
I love that, man. And you can play late, you know, especially once it just doesn't start getting dark to like 8:30. I mean, I love that.
Mm. Don't forget, guys, you need some Hey Man Blonde Ale. We done drank all the beer, I believe, here at Twin Peaks today.
We have done drink it all.
We killed the keg, but go find some at your neighborhood Publix and Kroger. I just tweeted the list of all the locations, nearly over 100 bars and restaurants right now. And
they're
of course,
all over.
Your favorite stores at Oconee Brewing on Twitter. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for next hour? Sunshine, what you going to do with it?
I'm going to take an hour to drink more Hey Man.
Hey,
hey
girl.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Get your weekend started off right.
I mean, if we had a hey woman, then I was saying, Mr. T, hey woman, get yourself a real man.
It just doesn't sound right. It's a little intimidating.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What are you going to do with an extra hour of daylight saving?
That's you.
You talking to me?
Hey, man.
No, I'm talking to the guy behind you.
I'm going to ride that Harley in the daylight, I guess, home.
Yeah. That's right. Loud pipes say lies, brother. Get your helmet on.
He's going to ride his Harley, man. You know what? And that's true. With the extra daylight, mm-hmm. you start to see a lot of guys who have bikes getting them
right
out,
on.
Riding a little bit more. That's true.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, cowboy. What's going to do with the next hour of sunshine in your life?
Let me see. I'm going to spend more time in the VIPs at selective shoe modeling establishments.
Okay.
Now, that makes no sense. Now you're missing out on daylight, sir.
All right. Well, listen, Mike, he's dedicated.
Why don't you show some leadership, pull some of those ladies from the previous night, get them over to your house, get a kiddie pool, fill it with baby oil.
What?
Charge $5 a head.
Did you say kiddie pool?
What? Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What are you going to do with an extra hour of daylight?
Me?
Yes, sir.
No, the other guy.
I was trying to have a relationship with my kid, but I can't get
it. You won. We're done.
All right, Craig. Craig, do we have time to play the R. Kelly tribute one more time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.